breathe the power of your heart. And I like you to imagine love in your heart vibrating with no fear, like the love that maybe if you believe there was a God or you believe something gave you the gift of life, that heartbeat of love was there. A love that was about giving and not taking. Every breath should feel more powerful in your heart, more full. Just enjoy the feeling of your heart. Picture it, see it, feel your heart. As you keep touching your heart and breathing in it, I'll tell you something they found out 5 years ago. Man won a prize for it. Whenever you can't figure it out, when you're stressed, they can measure the electrical response of your brain and heart, and they're radically different. But when you breathe in your heart for 2 minutes, they go in sync, and your brain gives you answers you could never get in that other state. It's a technique. It's called heart activation. It even changes your hormones. So breathe it. Because in this state, you'll have a different answer. You'll both have pain from your past. Her pain is obvious, but I know you've had it too, Darrow. And she knows that some part of her loves you and has seen that pain, has wanted to heal it for you too, but she feels like a failure because you shut up so much. I'm just wondering if you both went to your heart, what would happen? Stay in your heart and ask yourself, what do I need to let go of in order to solve this problem? What belief do I need to let go of? What's a belief that's outlived its usefulness? Maybe there's another belief you need to let go of. What's the other belief? That if you let go of it, your relationship would go to another level. Belief about how your partner's supposed to be or has to be, or what they don't do or never do or won't do. Or a belief about, I've tried everything. What's the belief that just needs to go? And breathe in your heart and feel free. Give yourself freedom. Freedom comes when you get rid of the slavery of an old belief. You just let it go. You have the right to keep this belief, but it's hurting you and you know it. It's hurting yourself. It may be hurting people you love. Maybe even your children without you realizing it, because they see and hear everything, even if they're toddlers. And as you do that, I want you to remember a young child that you loved. And I want you to see yourself as a baby, because all babies are loved. Even mothers that are screwed up love their babies, because their biochemistry requires it. That's why they don't leave till later in life usually, even if they're scared of the man they're with. See a young little baby you. Go up and give him a big hug. Tell her or him, you know what? It was a tough road, but we made it. I'm on the other side. I'm going to take you there so you don't have to go through this anymore. Give her a big hug and kiss, or him. Bring him inside you. What do I need to let go of? Or what do I need to believe now instead about my life, about this situation, about my partner, about myself that would free me? What new belief do I need? That if I took it on, I'd breathe deeply in my heart now. And what would I do if I wanted to get through to this person? Darrow, what would I do if I knew whatever she said, that when she screamed at me, she was just screaming at me to see whether or not she could trust me to keep loving her? Would I keep coming towards her instead of running away, even when she's hurting and crazy and unfair, just as you've been? She's been through pain no human being deserves to go through. No one. That little Samantha never should have had to become Sam. It's unfair, but you can heal her. Will you love when it's impossible to love? Will you hold her when she wants to run? Will you dig through that pain and know it's not about you? When she screams, know it's about the past, even though she calls you the...